may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg. Hey. What just happened there, Chad?
What?
Well, first of all, I'm with Johnny Radke of Ashes Divide and Polar Moon Mon and Lawrence, formerly of the Moxie. He's trying to find something to do here in Los Angeles. Now that you're here, what are you going to do? Well, meet a girl named Molly.
No, I'm going to try and find work.
Trying to find work?
Pendarvis, got any jobs?
Nope.
We just got back from a Canadian tour of all through Alberta. And like...
It's in Canada.
No shit.
Well, who the fuck knows what Alberta is?
The thing is, like, people say, like, so what are you doing there? Basically, just drink with everybody, take photos, sign autographs, and whatever. And, like...
It's an appearance.
That's the easiest job in the world. Dude, no, it isn't. Like, on the fifth day, I got fucking alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to get straight up alcohol poisoning. I was throwing up all day the next day, wanting to go to the hospital, but no. They make me go to the next venue to keep going.
I think people would probably think that that is a pretty good job that allows you to get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get free booze, but I mean, like other than that, you're taking shots with people, shot after shot after shot.
You don't have to. We had our own free booze.
The day that I was
take somebody else's dosed ass shit.
The day I was throwing up all day.
More than that,
I was trying to even get water down, just water.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, man, do a shot with me. I'm like, dude, listen, I'm really, really sick, and I could even get this water down. No, I didn't drink it all that day. Quit being a pussy. I'm not being a pussy. I'm ill as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
people expect, they're like, oh, no, you got to fucking party right now. You got to be...
And the worst thing is
no
that,
one
like,
will accept no.
Like,
the answer no.
If I don't do a shot with them, they don't care if I'm ill. They don't care if I have alcohol poisoning. Bam didn't do a shot with me, he's a pussy. No, I'm fucking sick as can be.
By the way, that should be your album title.
What?
Ill as fuck.
Ill as fuck. Yeah. That sounds like an NWA type deal.
That's a Cypress Hill.
Yeah, man. Dude, you don't have to fucking do shots. They're probably all fucking laced. Remember when you went to New Zealand?
That was, I took a sip of this drink that I didn't look at for like a few seconds. Next thing you know, I fall to the ground, wide awake, and everybody, I just remember everybody coming up to my face being like, you okay, you okay? And I couldn't say yes or no, and I couldn't talk, and I couldn't move. I was full-blown roofied. Then I have to go to the airport like that, and they're like, he is not getting on the flight. I'm like, dude, I got roofied, it's coming up. They're like, we don't care what happened to you, you're not getting on a flight like this.
That was on the CKY tour. None of us got roofied, and
it's fucking terrible.
I had to hold your hand and pet your head for
who
4 hours.
Who here has been roofied?
Me.
You?
Many times.
I have been drugged many times, and bam, you were with me one of those times when I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You scared the shit out of me.
Well, and it was literally, we were out, it was like a year and a half ago, and it was a bunch
Roosevelt.
Of us. No, but we went. We ended up at the Roosevelt.
Yeah.
But we were at Rainbow.
Yeah.
And there was like some shady people that were like hanging around our table. And I remember I got up and left my drink there for a second to go, talk to my girlfriend on the phone. I came back, finished my drink. And I was like, all right, let's go. And we all went. We were going back to the Roosevelt. On our way back to the Roosevelt, all of a sudden, I lost feeling in my legs, in my entire body.
But you weren't admitting it.
Well, you
were inches away from sideswiping, 18 cars.
Yeah,
I'm like, Johnny, pull over, let me drive. And you're like, no, I'm good.
It happened literally within seconds.
Light switch. He was completely fine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like a light switch, just like, head down, glassy eyes, and half falling asleep, half side swiping cars. Yeah. I'm like, pull over and let me drive.
Almost to that point, yeah. And then when
pull over at the In-N-Out Burger, and then it was two blocks to the Roosevelt, but I still made you pull over anyway.
Oh, yeah, no. Bam took over the wheel and whatever. And it was, I've had it done before to me before where I know the effect, like all of a sudden, like, purposely. You lose. Yeah, like somebody's, well, no.
You've taken it purposely? Have you taken it?
Have I taken rupees personally?
Yeah.
Like, purposely? Personally and, but purposely, yes. Yeah, I've done it before, but really? But that's the, yeah.
I don't know anybody who's done that purposely.
Really? But it's not, but for him, no, like.
Then we go to the Roosevelt
pool. Well, we got
to
the Roosevelt, and I had to be, like, I had to be dragged in.
You were falling off of the chair and almost falling into the pool. And all you wanted to do was to dive into the pool so you could talk to the floaty things in the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
When you were in my hotel room, you were completely like I had to check your pulse once an hour. That's how bad it was.
I remember that.
I was terrified.
I woke up. Remember, we all woke up 6 a.m. the next morning. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And we remember. I remember. I was like, I know exactly who drugged me. I knew exactly who was.
It was.
It was some fucking girl that was like. Constantly.
Was she doing it to be a bitch or because she was
she
like
trying to fuck you?
Yeah, totally.
Well,
but
how
I would
can
never
you fuck
have
a dude who's roofied out.
But no, but I think because the fact that I would not sleep with her and like I was like it's never. I told her all the time. I was like
you
it's
could
never
not
gonna
sleep
happen.
With her if you had the roofie.
Well, even though this became her like her revenge when I was like I will never be with you ever, and when it was like one of those things. Yeah. Slipped it in.
If you ain't gonna fuck me, ain't gonna fuck nothing.
Exactly.
Millie, what about you? This is Millie over here from Chicago. You got roofied?
I got roofied like 4 years ago.
Do you know who did it?
I have no idea, but same shit happened to me too. I was like, fine, partying, woo, countdown, New Year's. And then the next thing that I fucking remember is waking up at 8 in the morning in my bed. Have no idea how I got home. I guess my friends, like, I lost everything. Two of my friends had to take me home. Like, I woke up
like
fully
everything
clothed.
Meaning purse?
Everything.
ID, credit card,
everything, yeah.
Money.
Everything gone. Clothing I still had. Jacket, didn't know where it was. Like, woke up and had no fucking clue where I was for a while. And, like,
isn't
thankfully
the worst ever having to call, like, every credit card company saying, like, hey, cancel it and I need a new one.
Yes.
And then going to the DMV, getting a new license, going to the passport control place, get another
house keys.
Pendarvis.
Yeah.
Guess how many passports I'm up to now.
I'm going to say 5.
6.
Nice.
Oh, that's close.
6. They said if I lose one more that I'm not going to get another one because
dude, the government's going to flag you.
Yeah, like they said I'm going to get flagged.
You're selling them or something.
If I can super glue it to my body, I would.
Get a tattoo.
I really would. Yeah, I would get a tattooed, but like you
sucky
need a
thing is, dude, when you lose your passport, you lose all like the cool fucking stamps because you've been fucking everywhere in the world, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And,
but you lose everything, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, because I remember one of the first couple of times I met you, I gave you this recording device. I turned around for like a couple of minutes, and then we couldn't find it anywhere.
Did we find
it?
It
was amazing. No. It was just gone.
We didn't?
Yeah, it was just gone.
Did I ever buy a new one?
Nope.
Can I buy one now?
No, it's okay.
He lost himself in the airport.
I want to buy one now.
No. I don't need one.
I lost myself in the airport.
Yeah. You lost yourself. Me and Chad couldn't find you. You missed the plane.
I declare shenanigans on that one.
And we missed the plane. We missed the plane because of you.
These idiots go eat pizza. They're sitting there like this.
Louis around. You could
go.
Pizza.
You could go to the left or to the right. Either way, you're going to see me sitting on a chair sleeping.
Not true.
So that's what I'm doing.
Not
I'm
true.
Sitting like this.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they can't find me.
Next thing you know, next thing we knew was
and they're calling
4 hours
my name, and I'm dead asleep because I am tired as hell. Like, dude, I'm telling you, it's exhausting. Waking up every day at 8 in the morning, getting on a flight, going to the next town, checking in, then going to party with all these people and say hi, smile for
all the partying and flying. And
I'm telling you, it's hard.
It is, dude.
Big stack of money
we
is so
know,
hard.
Chad,
we
all know, Chad. You know.
Yeah. Me and Johnny are looking at each other.
No, you know, it is hard.
Hey, add a gig to that, add a sound check to that, add shitty fucking roadies and tax and fucking
but
shit.
I agree with you, but you get to rock out and make eye contact with everybody and play songs. I have to, like, you don't have to go out and say, hey, what's up? Yeah,
yes,
oh, cool, I'll sign this.
Yes, we do.
No, if you want to. You could easily get off stage and get on your bus and flee the scene.
Well, that's these days.
You could, but they pay
their ticket to see you rock and roll. They pay a ticket to see me and say hi and talk to me for 1 minute, take a photo and sign an autograph.
Well, you know, yeah, but if you didn't party so hard, you probably would have had it easier.
That's the only way I could get through it. If I'm sober and I'm dealing with dudes like, woo, dude, that shot, I'm just like, I want to kill myself and die.
I know how Bam feels because I have anxiety with things. Like, I get claustrophobic with people.
Meet Chad.
Like, I love, don't get me wrong, I love signings and meeting the fans and doing all that stuff. I love it, but... Yeah. There's only a certain amount I can actually take, and I get really anxious, and a lot of what I did in the past was to, I don't know, sort of regulate that. Was I'd go back to the bus and drink, and so just be kind of numb.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you're doing that every night.
It's more fun that way because then you go out and you're like, "Yeah, I'll say what's up."
It's fun, but then after a while, you're doing that for years at a time, and every single night you get in that routine. Like, it becomes a habit, and it becomes a nasty habit.
Yeah.
And then you know, shit happens. You know, but yeah, I totally agree.
I'm telling you, dude, the things that people do, like, not once, at least 30 to 40 times out of this whole Canadian trip. Dumb people would be like, "Can I get a photo with you and my daughter?" I'd be like, "Yeah, of course." They'd point the camera at themselves. The flash would go off in their fucking face.
Right.
And then they'd be like,
"Right,
cool, I got it."
Right.
And then they'd walk off and be like, "You just shot a photo of yourself, ass." Like, I've been sipping on drinks all night, and I know that you're dumb.
Right. Or they come up with the cell phone, and they go, you know, "We're going to take this photo right now. Wait. Shit, I didn't get it."
And then it closes in.
Yeah, it closes in.
I hit off.
Oh wait, it was on video. I gotta switch it back to camera. Really? Yeah. Or you got the bratty fucking teenager with her mom. She gives the camera to her mom. Take the picture. Wow, I don't know how to take. Just mom, just take the. You're embarrassing me. Take the fucking picture.
And then they take the picture and it doesn't work.
Well, your phone just shut off. God damn it, mom.
The worst.
And it worked, but mind you,
they
we're
pay
all
$30
sitting here,
to come
we're
and
sitting
see.
Here watching this. We're in front of it all. We're just really.
The worst thing is that they say, "Gosh, I don't know. Where do I push? What button do I push?" On every camera, it's the top right hand side.
Not to mention, you're waiting in line for an hour.
Yeah.
Figure it out while you're sitting there bored for an hour. like play with your camera and figure out how to use it before you like get up. And then they get up there and then the phone will fucking die or the camera will die. Dead.
It's dead.
Like, fucking horrible, man.
For each of you, what is the oddest thing a fan has asked you to do? You know, some people say, "Hey, can you talk to my cousin or whatever on the phone?"
Oh, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing a fan has asked you to do?
I hate that people think that it's like a coincidence or something or like a connection that, like, for instance, "Johnny, dude, you won't believe this." "Really? What?" My brother Matt knows this dude named Mike who knows this dude named Jim who went to your high school but only 2 years before you went. And it's just like, cool.
Thanks. Thank you.
So the fuck what?
Right, right.
So what? Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
There's also
Isn't that fucking crazy, dude?
He went to the
same Chicago high school as you, but only 2 years before. And my buddy Mike knows a guy named Jim who knows that his friend went to your school.
That's true.
Cool,
my
man.
Uncle Mike.
Cool.
My awesome. Uncle
That's
Mike
awesome.
Fixed your toilet. He fixed your toilet 2 years ago.
But they think it's like a major like coincidence. Like, can you believe it? Like, who cares?
Do you also find that people have to tell you when they met you before?
Oh. Definitely.
Dude, do you remember me? How would I remember you? Seriously, you don't remember me?
Where would I?
7 years ago, FDR Skate Park, me? You did the kickflip over the pyramid, and then I was like, woo, and then I was in the corner.
Dude.
Remember you were wearing those
I was wearing
shoes?
The blue shirt.
Yeah. No.
Dude, sorry, man, I have a terrible memory. I don't remember you going woo with the blue shirt. Like, sorry, man.
That shit
you really
happens.
Don't remember.
And the
no,
fact
I
they
don't.
Get offended. They get offended. Those types get offended if you don't remember shit like that. It's like, come on, man, really? Like, something that happened 6 years ago and... Yeah.
What about you? What's the weirdest thing fans ever asked you to do?
I mean, we've had We've had a lot of weird shit.
It mixes up into one like whole weird thing, and I almost can't remember the incident.
Yeah, it's I'm like almost drawing a blank because there are some really weird ones. There are, I mean, one thing that was that's actually popping up in my head right now. There's like a really sad incident that somebody came up, and his girlfriend, she's a huge fan, and I've met her many times before, and she was dying of cancer, but she was at the show and all the stuff like that. But they, I was doing a signing, and then he had her on the phone, but it was not her. It was like her friend, I guess. And then it was like going through different cell phones and whatever. And I had to like, I was like, wait.
And you had to sit there and just deal with all this.
I'm trying to like, they're, you know, trying to refresh my memory about like what she's going through, and then I'm doing this, and then it's like one fan being like, oh no, wait, she's gonna come to the phone real quick, and then I had to get to another cell phone and do this. So they kept passing shit back, and I realized it was just.
Did you deal with it, or did you say fuck this shit?
Well, no, I did. I'm like, what am I gonna do? I'm like,
it's
right.
Terrible news to begin with, right. So you're like, okay, I'll talk to her.
I'm talking to like, it's not just her yet. It's like just. Her friends, and they're like passing it back to other fans. So I'm like, okay, is this hi?
Oh,
it's you. And
they're like,
oh no, this is me. But she's she's. I'm like, all right. So I pass the phone back, and then another phone, and then all this. And
you can't walk away.
You can't walk away. Then I'm an insensitive asshole, and for the rest of my life, and I feel horrible.
So like just, today, we were with Kat Von D. We went to go eat, and like I was telling Chad, like I try to be as nice as I possibly can to everybody, like,
yeah.
And Chad's, I mean, Kat's sitting there like eating a pizza, and some girl just comes up and starts snapping photos of her with like pizza in her mouth, and she just gives her the fucking finger. And Chad's like, see that?
Awesome.
I think it's awesome too. I just don't have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Fuck them people. You're fucking eating pizza. Who gives a fuck?
Me.
They've seen the finger before, and they're fucking cunts anyway.
Because. It's worse to have one hater rather than 100 like fans,
yeah.
Because one hater will tell everybody in this very room how bad you suck.
I think there's a lot of that anyway. Yeah. I think people say anyway.
Yeah,
there's a tendency for people to say, "Yeah, I'm at him. He's a dick."
Well,
yeah.
And that's the thing, like because you all know us, we're not dicks. We're just everyone. We're all Chad, Bam, Louis, Millie, Gina. We're all.
Everybody's
you
got
know,
jobs, man.
Well, not to mention, you usually catch somebody at the worst time. Like, when you're walking off the stage finishing a show, and you're all sweaty and all you want to do is, like, go in the room and fucking just sit there for a minute. Like, yo, man, talk to my buddy. He was dying to meet. Dude, not right now. I got to just finish the show. I want to chill. He's a fucking asshole.
I'm an asshole. And then, and you don't want to make any... You don't want to disappoint anyone.
And then
you
know, they'll spend all day long saying that... Johnny's an asshole, Chad's an asshole. They walked off stage after they finished the show and they couldn't even say hello to my buddy.
I'm used to 15 years of people calling me an asshole.
Yeah, but that's
well,
true.
Your favorite.
Well, that's true.
Well, Gigi Allen is who you like, so he's a pure asshole.
Oh, thanks, dude. He's dead. That's not even cool, man. When he came to
well, he's great,
now,
but...
Well, he would have shit on your fucking face.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
I feel bad for anyone who has to sit in front of Chad on an airplane.
Why?
You kick it. It's a little kid. You kick in the seat.
Yeah, but that was funny.
Well, not for the kid. Or the stewardess.
I was on the worst airplane of my entire life, and I'm not kidding. I've been on at least 1,000 or more.
Is it a propeller jet?
All it was from Edmonton to Calgary, which is a 1.5 hour flight.
1 hour.
1 hour. Well, I've flown to Australia, and that seemed quicker.
Wow.
There was this big engine going... The whole time I'm like, I can't do this. I can't even do it.
It was a prop plane.
For 1 minute. Yeah. I can't do it for 1 hour. I cannot do this. Then this kid's like, wah! I'm like, now this. And I start like punching the roof and punching my leg and being like, this is the worst fucking flight I've ever fucking been on! And then Chad like realizes how bad I hate it, so he gives me his iPod and blasts. Dude, I'm telling you, this INXS song, Don't Change.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that, like, I was feeling it so hard.
That's a good one.
It's like the only INXS song I think I like.
That's a great song.
Me too. Like, I was never too fond of any INXS songs, but this one is, like, my new favorite song.
I fixed the noise, you know, on that airplane with a piece of gum.
What do you mean?
A piece of gum?
I stuck a fucking notebook into the crack, which was, the whole thing was vibrating the speaker on top of the roof.
Yeah, like all the plastic on the plane was like,
I pulled it apart. They let me do it. And I stuck gum and paper in it. It was a rigged freaking thing, but it stopped all the noise.
It took half of the flight.
And I'm sitting there laying there with
I'm sure the FAA would love to hear
earphones,
all this right now.
My earphones are blasting. And I'm just sitting there going like this, just jamming out like that. And all right, the plane is going to land. Please turn off all electronics. And then the lady comes over to me, getting ready to tell me. And Louis sitting next to me, and he just goes, "Man, just don't fuck with him right now, please." And she didn't. She let me land with the shit blasting.
I was like,
she knew that I would throw a fit. Yeah. Like, I've never been so angry. I actually took out $200 Canadian all in 20s, and I just ripped them all up and threw them everywhere. And I said, fuck everybody. I don't care if everybody hates me, just as long as Louie and Chad don't.
Well, throwing money, how is that going to piss?
It made me feel better in some weird way.
It made me feel better because I picked it all up and put it in my pocket.
Then you went to the strip club.
No, then you asked me for it back 2 days later.
Scotch tape.
Well, because I can't I didn't realize that I did that.
Yeah, great. Somebody else should have picked it up. Man, you want to play that NXS song?
Let's play it, man. All right,
do you have it?
I have it.
Can we do it?
I mean, we could do it that way.
Yeah,
but I really do want to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, fuck yeah. Radio Bam Series 20 Factions. This is the only thing that saved me from Edmonton to Calgary, for fuck's sake. Johnny Radke, Lou Bro, Chad I. Ginsburg, CKY, Radio Bam Series 20 Factions. Oh, and Will Pendarvis. Woo!
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
We flew to LA just now because we looked at the fucking flight from Edmonton and we had to, honestly, Edmonton, Calgary, Ottawa, Toronto, then Philly.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? We had to wake up at 6 a.m. and we don't get home till 1 a.m. the next day.
Terrible.
I'm like, and then I see that I could go to Calgary and then straight to L.A. I'm like, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
But that's not till tomorrow. So I meet this girl at the bar at Chili's. And she's like, I get off.
There's a Chili's at Edmonton?
At the airport.
Okay. At the airport.
And she's like, well, I get off in 1 hour. I could drive you into town. And, you know, I have these two lesbian friends that would love to meet you. I'm like, well, lesbian friends? What's that going to do? Like, whatever. Like, I was like, fuck it. I'll meet them anyway. I don't care. Like, I need somewhere to stay. And then I could go to the airport. So we just decide to just go on a full-blown experiment mission. And thank God everybody doesn't bring too much. Like, I really have, like, a little tiny fag bag. That's all I bring. And, well, Louis got this big luggage thing. What's in there?
I have a carry-on.
That's what you call it. You can barely even fit it.
It's still small for a normal
person. It's not a carry-on. The carry-on that you have is the carry-on, but the luggage is the shit you keep checking every time.
Carry-on size. It fits in the carry-on bin.
Yeah, and what's in it?
It's clothes. I like clean underwear and socks. You guys don't.
So we go into Edmonton, we meet the two lezzies, they take us out for drinks, we decide to go to this tattoo place, and we all get tattoos of horrible, like, well, I wanted it to be shitty, but I said, you
stressed it a little bit too much.
I got a maple leaf, and it says, Maple I will, maple I won't.
Oh, my God.
Edmonton 2011.
Yes. Oh, wait, I can't even see it. Wait, I gotta see it.
I made that up.
Yeah, that's
see, it's the maple leaf. The maple leaf looks like.
Where'd you get yours?
A pot leaf.
Oh, wait, did you see how shitty mine is?
And if you think it looks like a pot leaf, that pisses me off because I don't even like weed.
Look at that. Mine sucks.
No, yours is even worse because it says maple I won't. Maple, I will.
No, it's worse.
Such a creative tattoo artist.
And the worst part was, I negotiated with the guy and I said, we're all going to get really crappy tattoos. What's it going to cost? And he goes, $95. And I go, all right, deal. So then we all do it. And then he found out that I had $40,000 in my pocket.
Whoa.
Found out?
That it turned out to be $95.
Because I was looking
each.
For it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, $500. I'm like, you said $95. He's like, yeah, for each. And, like, I should have, like, negotiated, like, okay, this whole project is going to be $95, right? Not, like, per each. So it was one little, I'm like, whatever, man, let's just fucking get it over with. And then he came out with drinks for us after all of
he chased me around all night telling me how great he thinks I am. And how he thinks I looked cool coming out of the bathroom.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Seriously.
You look so cool coming out of the bathroom.
How do you look cool? What?
Wow. It looks like he was sweet on you, Chad.
Absolutely. I didn't go for it, though.
Yeah, he did.
No.
I saw it.
What kind of comment is that? Hey, Johnny, dude, like, I just must say, like, I saw you walking out of the bathroom, dude. You look pretty fucking rad, man. Like,
you look so cool.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I wouldn't know how to respond.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I didn't want to tell anybody that. I don't know why.
There's a lot of things I don't want to tell anybody on this goddamn trip.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
You know what? There is one thing I want to talk about.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah. Because it's. Okay, fuck it. It's so not a goddamn big deal. Uh-oh. This is what happened. Can I talk about it?
That means it's a big deal.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're about to.
I know what you're going to talk about.
All right, this is what happens. I'm in Calgary, and we're at a bar. A bar. You have to be of age to be in a bar.
Yeah.
So I'm signing autographs. If a girl wants a kiss on the cheek, I'll do it. If they want to kiss me on the cheek, I'll do it. If you want to kiss on the lips, sometimes I'll do it.
You want
to
kiss on the dick?
So that's what I did. I kissed a girl on the lips. Then there's an article saying...
For a photo. Yeah.
At a bar.
Right.
At a bar
where you have to be of age
to
drink.
Yeah. Next thing you know, there's an article, Bam kisses 17-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, well, what am I supposed to do? Card everybody who wants a kiss on the lips?
Yeah.
She's at a bar. Blame the bar for letting her the fuck
Seriously.
In, man.
Bar should be, yeah.
Like, but it just sucks because I can't tell my side of the story. Like, the article
you
is like,
did.
Bam kisses 17-year-old.
You just
yeah,
did.
You let her in. She had a fake ID of a 19-year-old
yeah,
that wasn't her.
Fault. They're liable
And
for
you
it.
Let her in. Yeah. Like, sue the fucking bar or whatever, man.
And yeah. she looked 32.
Well, whatever. She wants a kiss on the lips for a picture?
She really
sure.
She did look old.
Yeah.
Like, older than me.
Politicians kiss babies.
How about Louis walks in, I'm sick as hell, throwing up in the back room, and Chad, there was a knock on the door, and Chad tells this blonde-haired chick, don't let anybody in, we don't care who it is. We didn't know it was Louis, because of course he could come in, but like, he opens up the door, she slams the door on him. He kicks it back open, basically knocking her over. Then he trips over her leg, and she trips, he trips, and then it was just like a big disaster.
It looked
and
like then, I knocked her over, but I really
Then they got in
it.
This argument, and he
you
goes,
did.
That's why your that's why your face looks like a man. You have manly features. Like, and oh. It was to the point where I just had to, like, turn the other way.
Yeah.
So awkward,
well,
man.
Well, she did end up being a bitch.
She was all right.
Yeah.
See, but I was
bodies.
Dead sober that night, so, like... It was right. just hard for me to, like,
yeah,
you know, I didn't know who to agree with. You know, like, she was just doing what Chad said.
No,
Chad said,
she,
don't let anybody in.
After it happened, she said
but
something about
But before we
my
could
pants.
Even say it's Louie, like, it was already too late because you're already both like, fuck you.
She had an amazing body, and one thing about Canada is,
and, yeah,
there,
and then
is,
Chad
there
goes,
is really, really great-looking women there. No
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, she might have a great body, but her face has manly features.
And you can't fix that. I was like, you can fix
and
your
you can
body,
never
but
fix
you can't
that.
Fix your face.
The amount of hot chicks in an 8-day tour with you, Bam, equals double the amount I've seen with CKY in 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part about tours in Canada, because if you go to Canada, no matter who it is, like, you know, like, right now, we're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Inner Party System just played, and so did Pendulum. And then over here, you have, like, fucking Motorhead playing. And, like, everywhere, there's something happening everywhere. Like,
yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
If you're in goddamn Calgary and CKY's playing, the whole town shows up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a massive deal. So, like, basically... You honestly can just pick, like, you're staying. you're not. You're staying. You're staying. You're not. You know, like, I don't say that, but I'll tell somebody else.
But I say it.
But the smaller town you go to, the more of a celebrity you are. I mean,
exactly.
Because the weatherman from the local television station is a celebrity in a small town. So
I'm telling you. Like,
enormous.
But a lot of the small towns, the good-looking girls split to the bigger cities, so.
But, like, people from, like, you know, if you're flying in from Europe and you're a band and you want to, like, go to America and rock out, like, we need to go to fucking L.A. and New York. And no, you don't. You need to go to fucking Arkansas.
Yeah, go to
and,
Des Moines,
like,
Iowa.
Yeah, like, Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah. Like,
show
like,
up there, yeah.
You go there, the whole town shows up. They
totally.
Don't care. They're like, what? There's a concert?
Yeah.
Awesome. Like... Here, there's a concert a block away from this very place.
Yeah.
There's three concerts happening in this place right now. They're rehearsing. who's practicing right now?
Oh, you know, actually, 30 Seconds to Mars just left here.
They were just... My bass player from Ashes Divide is playing bass for 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, they're in Brisbane.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
We're doing a radio show right here, and 30 Seconds to Mars is in another room in this very place practicing. So there's a concert right there.
For, like, the 2 weeks ago, they were here. They had it locked down for, like, 2 weeks.
Practicing? Oh, yeah. What's that?
I know, right?
I play in CKY. So I don't know. We're playing the Viper Room, like, not tomorrow night, but Wednesday night in Hollywood.
March 2nd.
And
CKY,
you need an amp.
Yeah.
I need a few amps, yeah. So,
Pendar, do you know anybody with a Marshall amp?
There's some right down the hall.
Yeah, but can we? can you use it?
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
I'll dig around. See if we can find.
All right, rock and roll. Pendar has rules.
I think he's kind of a dick.
Cool. Lou.
Dick to kick ass.
Nice knowing you.
Nice knowing
Just kidding.
You.
Just kidding.
Yo, you know Pendar was asking about Novak, and
Oh my god.
Last time I talked to him, he called me a mother randomly.
I'll sum it up, and this is the full blown truth. So he does jail on the weekends.
Right.
And then he gets out.
Right.
And then when it's Friday, he has to go back in. So he's on the radio telling the truth, I guess. I don't know. Or I don't know if he's like telling like funny, whatever. He says that there, he was roommates with some Persian guy and they got into this fight, whatever.
This is already going to be great.
And he says like, go ahead and beat me up. I have fucking great lawyers and I already know that your family has money. So I'll just fucking sue you and get all your money. Or you could beat me up. Or you can not beat me up, and then I could talk shit on you. Either way, I fucking win. So so then he
took it personal.
He took it personal. Then he was saying that he shoved some other dude's piss up his ass in a pill bottle, so when it was time for 20 people to piss, he poured in somebody else's piss into the jar. So
he said it on this very radio show.
Yeah. Oh. So he said that, and he said what jail he was in.
Oh,
and
no.
When he goes in, the warden goes, I heard your radio show. You're getting 10 months in real prison. Oh. So he's in there now, right now.
Without, yeah, no.
No, he can't get out. Damn. He's in with, like, murderers and shit, and rapists and all that.
Gen pop?
Yeah, like the gnarly.
Dude,
like,
he's going to come out a different dude, man.
You think?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
And apparently you can't even go visit him.
They didn't even check him. They just did that based on what he said on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, like, can't you argue that?
If I'm
on Howard Stern's show and it's like, I'm on Howard Stern's show, I got to make my story sound radder than it really is. Like, can't you argue that?
Yeah, you can.
Well, it's hearsay.
It is hearsay.
Who's to know it even was the truth? I mean, Novak's known to embellish stories.
Yeah.
I know. It's but, like,
well,
like, what do you do about
there was
that?
A guy that I knew that went on Howard Stern and talked about how he didn't pay taxes, and the IRS came and got him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind
but
of stuff
was
does
that true?
Yeah, but I mean that was whatever
true,
you say, but like, if you get investigated and it turns out to be the truth, then I get it. But you can say, I mean,
I killed a guy last night.
Yeah, you can say that.
What,
right
throw
now.
You in jail now?
Well, you did.
No, that was a joke.
Oh, be careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, the warden obviously
but,
listened.
But if you say you didn't pay taxes and then you get audited and then it turns out to be the truth, that
right.
Like, facts are fact.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like,
and a fuck's a fuck.
But like, yeah. With Novak, it's just fucking hearsay.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Maybe it violates his probation in some way or something. I don't
know.
No, yeah, maybe.
There's so many things, man.
With the sentence that he was originally on probation for. Like, they were like, all right, well, you're fucking up, so now you're going to get sentenced for what you were doing weekends for. So he had to do all the weekends at once now.
Well, if you're going to let him listen to this, you know,
the worst
broadcast,
part is,
I love you, Novak. I miss you.
Like, that's the worst part. I love him, too. He's, like, one of my best friends, but
totally.
He is the definition of a fuck-up.
Yeah.
Like, in his head, this is how he thinks. Holy fuck, I just wrecked Bam's car into another car, and I hit and ran, and now I don't have a license, and the police are coming, and I did all this because I was going to buy Xanax, and fuck, I'm just going to take all this Xanax. It's like, the reason why all this is happening is because you did Xanax, and now you're going to get more, now you're going to forget about your problem by doing more Xanax?
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you're stupid. Like, shouldn't you be like, all right, Xanax is the reason of all of this, so maybe I should just simply stop doing it.
Well, yeah, and Xanax is just another one of his addictions.
And like, dude, him and his girlfriend break up once a week, every fucking week, and
it's seriously
embarrassing because she'll call me up for the 19th time. Me and Brandon are done. We're so over this time. This time we're so over. I'm grabbing all of his clothes and I'm driving him over to your house. And I'm just thinking, all right, whatever. Like, all you're going to do is pick him back up in 2 days and forgive him.
Yeah.
And what happens? That's what she does. He bangs on the door. She tells him to fuck off. Then, like, he realizes that it's serious. So then he says that he has to go to the hospital because he thinks he's having an OD. So then he goes to the hospital. She comes in for sympathy. Then she brings him back to the house. And then he's back in and they're back together.
That sounds like a healthy relationship there.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's fucking... I don't even know what to say about it. And, like, she should stop doing that to people. Like, her Facebook says, like, status, single now. And then, like, they'll get back together. Back with Brandon. And then a week later, they'll get in an argument. Single again now. And then back together. With Novak again.
Why are you paying attention to her status?
Cleveland tells me he's on it every second of every hour. Cleveland right now is probably listening in, going like, listening to Bam's radio show at Bam's house.
At Bam's house.
At Bam's house. He was so stoked that he was playing guitar with you at your house.
Oh, Cleveland.
It was on Facebook before it even happened. I'm playing guitar with Chad, and then it didn't even happen yet, and then he's playing guitar with Chad.
This is a dream about to come true.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Somehow, some way, it was on Facebook before it even happened.
Is that true?
Really? Do you? It's not, go on his Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, neither do I.
That's what I was going to ask. To set the record straight, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. What do you have, Bam? That's
I have all that.
Yours?
I have it, and it's all mine. But I don't do it. One of my good friends, Ryan G, does it because I don't travel with anything. So I don't have a laptop, and my fucking you see my phone. It's smashed up. I can't even barely read text.
If it's not smashed up, it's lost anyway, so.
Yeah, and plus, I don't even know how to get online with this thing.
You edited
you are
all the CKY
right
movies,
now.
And now you don't know how to turn on a computer. I don't get it.
I just don't care about... Why be friends with people online when you could be friends with people in real life? That's how I look at it.
Well, sometimes you're alone.
I agree.
Totally it's a network
agree.
Thing.
Yeah,
dude.
Man, I got like 190 friends like online. All right, well, what about in real life? Well, my buddy Mike down the road, he's like my real live friend. Like, who cares about being friends online? Where's your real friends?
Yeah.
I deleted all that stuff.
I have a Twitter, but I don't have a Facebook. I couldn't do Facebook. Yeah, it would just cause me more trouble with women.
I understand having a Twitter as a celebrity and you want to keep in touch with your fans and stuff like that, but I can't understand why anybody else needs a Twitter. Because it's just, you know, random people talking about doing their laundry. And
that's what I'm telling you. I've actually, like, looked at Cleveland's thing, and I'll be, what are you reading? You'd be like, oh, Lotus just said he's getting ready to go to work. Who cares? Everybody goes to work.
Yeah.
Just getting ready to go to work again, huh? Like, just cooking up some breakfast. Like, oh, cool, what are you cooking? Eggs and then, like, some wheat toast. Oh, wheat toast, that's rad. Like, I like wheat better than white. What the fuck are you guys doing? This sucks. Like, how do you bother doing that?
Cherry Pepsi for the win.
Yeah, I love cherry Pepsi way better than the regular Pepsi. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's what they do. It's unbelievable.
FML.
All these fucking code words and shit. TTLY, talk to you later. I had to figure that one out on my own. I'm like, TTL, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. What's the LULZ? What is that?
Lulz.
I think that's like
laugh a lot.
No, that's just like goofy lol. You know, it's like
goofy. It's like, I thought LC with everything else. Lulz? I thought it was something. I was like, am I missing something? Is there a new term? Yeah, laughing L-O-L-S? Upside down.
Lulz is like you're just laughing at the whole internet.
Laugh a lot, shitload.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. It's LOL, but even more.
Even
stupid.
More.
Yeah. It's the goofy lol. Yeah.
Dude, there's a place called Oil City Roadhouse in Edmonton. That was like, I think our last thing, and it was like a country music type joint that I was doing an appearance at. And we always request songs to play when we're there. And like,
and to walk in.
First of all, DJs, have you ever noticed that DJs get so fucking pissed off when you request a song?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because if they don't know what it is, they don't want to take a chance. Right. Like, you know, so if you're like, dude, I'm telling you, play this new song, everybody will fucking love it. They'll be... Listen, man, I know what people want to hear. So what happens? And here's Bam Margera. Life is a highway. I want it. I'm like, no. Like, dude, that's the worst song I could ever think of as an intro to showing up to a club. Life is a fucking highway. And I'm like, yeah, what's up, everybody?
That is a lame intro, dude.
Fucking I wanted to shoot myself.
Yeah.
Life is a fucking highway.
It's embarrassing. And you're like, Chad, go first. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking walking out there. Listen, what's on the fuck?
Then it was like Shania Twain, and it was fucking, dude.
I feel like a woman.
That seems appropriate.
Dude, you might think that I'm kidding. I'm not.
No, like, because it's funny, because DJs what they were playing. In places like that, they have fucking egos beyond any fucking rock star that you would ever think. Like,
but I can relate. If I was a DJ for a night and somebody came up and they're like, dude, play like Lost Prophets, like, that's an awesome song, I'd be like, first of all, fuck you.
Yeah.
Second of all, I know who they are, but I'm not going to chance it. I'm not going to play a song. Like, no. The answer is no.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it.
I get it, too. Yeah.
But, like, they don't get that everybody there paid $30 right. to see me, and if I want to hear this, they know what I like.
Right.
Because they're fans. Totally. They don't want to hear fucking Life is a Highway.
I cannot stand that song.
And let's play that now.
Actually, let's play Hail Social from Philly.
Yeah.
They're
broken up now.
What is this? What, tell us about it.
I don't know, but Louis played it to me, and I fucking love it.
What is it, Louis? What's the story?
I think they're a band from Philly. I think they got pretty big. I don't know much about them.
Where'd you find it?
Through friends, like friends at... Well,
we had a seven-hour drive in Canada, and I was just listening to anything and everything, and this came up, and I was like, who is this? And he said, Hail Social from Philly, so I'm into it. So let's listen to it. Radio Bam 228 Faction. Louis!
Nice iPod, Louis. What the hell's your problem?
He's an idiot.
Whoa, 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 you guys.
He's all right. It's just it's his phone. He dropped it in the toilet.
Yeah. All right, ready?
In the toilet. Yeah.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
All right, that was Hail Social, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, and we're signing off. How should we end this?
Wait, what was the name of that song, by the way? Because I'm going to...
Hail Social
Get in the
what?
Car.
Get in the Car.
Is that on iTunes, or...
I don't know, I
is
wonder.
Is it available
don't
anywhere?
It's, I think Bam looked for it after he first heard it. You didn't find it, right?
It's really good. How'd you get it?
How'd you get it?
I had the actual copy from a friend. I guess it's really good. Who's friends with them. But,
so you stole it?
Oh, give me a break, dude. And then I illegally downloaded it.
It's all right.
Just like I did with all the CKY CDs.
That's right. Everybody does. Yeah. As long as they buy a
T-shirt. I downloaded all them CKY CDs for free, too.
Just come to the show.
Oh, there's a video for it. So.
Oh, dude, I can see
that. Oh, it's almost done.
Hail Social. H-A-I-L.
Oh, there's a video for it?
Yeah, there is.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they look like? That could ruin it.
Yeah.
No, that could ruin it.
You don't want to look. No, the album cover's really cool
like
looking.
A Misfits thing going on from where I'm sitting.
Oh, it's a live thing. And the album cover looks really cool.
Hey, there's a big crowd in front of them. They kind of...
It's Photoshop.
It's fucking Photoshop.
CGI.
CIG.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Radio Band. We're signing off. Let's end this with what?
A cigarette.
Well, we can't play a cigarette.
Don't make me go pop the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. Yellow Wolf. Don't make me go pop the trunk. Radio Ram signing off. Later.
Meth lab in the back and the crack smoke peels through the streets like an early morning fog. Mama's in the slaughterhouse with the hatchet, helping daddy chop early morning hog. I'm catching Z's like an early morning saw when I woke up to the racket, yawning pause. What the fuck, man, I can never get sleep, man, peeped out the window, what's wrong with y'all? Stood up in my crypts and died, Alabama sweatpants and threw my pillow. Looks like daddy got the motherfucker that tried to sneak in and steal his elbows. They don't know that old man don't hold hands or throw hands, nah, he's rough like a Brillo. Went to the Chevy and pulled out a machete and a gun. As heavy and tall as the pigeon willow. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy yoke duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy yoke duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. And I'm pulling up dirty, smoking Babbage out the back of my buddy's Monte Carlo. Spitting over some super hot beats with a super hot freak we call the parking lot ho. You know we sipping on that old brown bottle. Bass in the trunk make the whole town wobble. So when we ride around, bitches follow. And tonight one of the bitches is keeping us problem. But one of them bitches been fucking one of my homeboy's favorite bitches. And he's been on his hit list for a minute. And I think he's ready to handle this business. He told me Yellow Wolf did this. And he handed me the Cartier watch that was on his wrist. He said, watch this shit. And he jumped to the trunk and grab this biscuit. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy yoke duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy yoke duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Two-man stand, one's gotta go. One falls down to the ground, one walks down to the road. Mama better call the police, now he's screaming no. Took a buckshot to the chest with a rock salt shell and his move is slow. All this blood is spilled, enough to give a penguin chills. Hot enough to make a potato smoke at the tip of the hollow steel. In the valley of the hollow field, in the valley of the hollow till. This ain't a figment of my imagination, buddy, this is where I deal. Bama, think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy yoke duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy yoke duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam. Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.